let me pop out.
Ghanaian, but I realized I associate everything with Ghanaians. Anyway,
sorry.
Department.
Put the thing in the middle.
We are buying. We are now buying and selling from Ghana. Don't talk to me if you don't have a Ghana, must go back.
Don't chat to me. I'll start talking like a UK guy.
Moving Ghana ways.
West African ways, guys. That's the way to go.
Yeah. I like.
Anyway, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Bottomless Banter podcast. I am your host, Maggie. And today I have my co-host,
Evelyn.
Yeah, it's your boy, Michael, or Dopey, whatever you want to go by.
Yeah. So,
MVP, by the way.
You're what?
MVP.
Most valuable person in this podcast.
Come on, people need to know.
Nah, I think in this podcast, you're the person who's showed up the most.
The most. That's what I'm saying.
I'm the MVP.
I think after every 3 weeks, we call Dopey back.
The people love Dopey, man. The people want to see me. What up?
But today I have a wholesome topic. Not everyday sex and... not everyday that.
Yeah, not everyday.
Yeah.
A shower.
Not everyday that. So, and today, you know why I like this topic? Because you guys are personal trainers and you guys are health fanatics.
Me, I'm like...
And you are athletes. Are you not an athlete? Are you not?
Wait. Yeah, you can say that. Some people won't let... I mean, yes, I am an athlete, but I'm retiring soon.
Doesn't matter. You're still an athlete. And that's why we called you here. Mm. So I will start off by asking you guys how your week has been. Evelyn, start.
Ladies first.
Come closer to the mic.
Thank you. Okay.
Come on. All right. My week has been hectic. In this industry of maneuvering, like this fitness industry, it's hard. But it's been a blessed week, I think.
But we can shout out
for the end, though.
Yeah. So we can. But we can shout out Evelyn is studying her own gym.
Yeah, very proud of you.
That's why I ended it on being blessed.
She's hiring me.
I'm
happy for
a
job.
Come on now. Start paying rent.
I was telling her. She can start charging people rent to use her gym.
Don't worry. We'll talk about it off topic. Why am I paying rent?
Why are you not paying rent? Why are you not supporting the business?
I am. I'm working. I was gonna offer my services free of charge.
Okay, now.
And you, Michael, how has your week been?
I'm tired.
What have you been doing?
Working. I started a new venture, new work.
Yeah.
Work-life balance. So it's a bit different. Something I'm not used to. But we're working. We're making it work.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a lot of free time, but also not a lot of free time.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And what are those new ventures that you started?
I'm a full-time babysitter now.
Yeah. Is that what they call it these days?
That's what I call it. That's what I call it. I don't know how other people call it. But yeah, so besides the fitness and... forgot my accolades, remedial massage therapist.
Yeah.
I also do youth work, but I call it full-time babysitting.
Yeah. Is it hard?
No, it's just a lot of, what's the word? Like, you're everywhere, but you're nowhere. So 1 minute you're just stuck in a room, next minute you're just driving around Sydney, not for your benefits, but for someone else's benefits.
Yeah.
They need to get
somewhere.
Done.
Yeah. And I hate, there's one time I was a disability worker. I worked for a disability for literally, I think, a month and I quit because I couldn't.
It's not for everyone, but your work requires you to drive anyway. So I'm basically.
My work, I drive for my, I'm at my own accord and I'm not driving anyone. So my life is the one in my own hands. You know what I mean? When I was driving in disability, you're driving someone who, the one that I had was a bit mentally handicapped. It was so crazy because you're scared. I was just like, nah, this one is, I don't have the heart for it.
It's fun.
No, I don't have the patience.
Neither do I.
At this particular moment in my life.
Neither do I. I don't know how I do it.
I think the more we get older, the less the patience.
Yeah.
And I feel like I used to be a patient person. Now.
My patience, it depends on what I want. Like, if it's something that I know I can wait for, I'll be patient. Yeah. But if it's not, I won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Definitely.
But yeah, my week...
I'm never going to be patient. I'm always impatient.
How are you working youth work if you're impatient?
It's a mental thing. It's a mental block.
Yeah.
So before I get to work, I block everything that's going to make me mad.
You, the people on TikTok, before they start, they're like, I need to pay my bills.
$38, Ocean $46, $56, time and a half, kilometer, let's go. Then I go into that moment. The moment I get out of it, I'm
like, you're like, fuck everything, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm angry again. Because I'm not getting paid to be mad, to not to be mad.
So yeah. But my week has been nice. I was telling Evelyn last week, I got a deep, deep, deep tissue massage.
How deep is this tissue?
Let me tell you. Somebody needs to investigate.
Is it Thai massage?
No, it wasn't a Thai massage. You know what a Thai massage is? I saw it on TikTok.
What was the name?
So it was called a sports massage.
Sports massage. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
right. Let me tell you. Sports massage
is supposed to be that deep. Deep tissue is supposed to be deep. Sports massage is... is like different.
I don't know what she did for me. She came, she was like, oh, my name is Janet. Shout out to you, Janet.
Janet from where?
Shout out to you, Janet. It was a place in Balmain called Nature's Energy. Bruh, let me tell you, she massaged me. I was telling Evelyn, she climbed on top of the bed.
That's not sports massage.
And pressed my back. Oh my God. And
that's not Cairo. This one is punishment.
I think it was chiropractic plus massage. Because she put my hand on my back like this, and then you could hear ka, ka, ka.
What is
like, you could hear the cracks on my back. I'm telling you, it was so beautiful. But the whole of the week now, my back, I've just been feeling pains all over my body.
See, that sounds
like I've just been feeling.
Go back to Janet.
I need to, like, Janet, she did a thing, because I went to that place the week before that, and the guy who massaged me didn't do anything. Like, it was literally nothing, and I was like, oh my God, like, did I pay $90 to be touched?
Do you have health fund?
It's not a hospital. It was like more of
a clinic. Yeah,
it's not a clinic. Spa,
like a therapeutic.
Spa?
But Janet, shout out to you, Janet.
Big up to Janet.
Shout out to Janet.
Whatever you did on Maggie, you will not do it on me. But shout out to Janet.
But I just, like, my back has been paining me.
Did she drop the elbow?
Yeah, she did like this. Let me tell you, she used the elbow. And I was feeling so much pain.
Yeah.
Bruh, I was like, oh my God, what did I, like, bring myself to?
To be wrestling.
There was once I got this massage done at Castle Towers. I'm never going back.
Why?
And this man, I think he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why he was removing the stress to me.
Yeah.
So the next few weeks, my back.
Yeah.
I
felt a lot of relief, though. But the thing is, the guy that I did, he was a Brazilian man. And I was just like,
did you hear the way she dragged Brazilian?
He was a Brazilian man. I was like, hey, is this Alejandro?
Alejandro!
And he didn't do shit for me. Like, I came out there the same way that, like, he was okay. I felt, like, relaxed.
But how did you feel the next day?
Nothing.
No, did you feel relaxed the next day?
Nah, I felt the same.
You felt the same.
But with Janet, because my back has been so, like, tight, because, you know, I sit a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, she relieved a lot of pain for me. And, like, I feel, like, lighter. Like, my back feels lighter.
But how did you feel Janet? So, you have two different experiences. How did you feel Janet's experience the next day?
Janet's experience, I felt a bit sore.
Okay.
A bit sore.
There you go. There's two types of massages.
Yeah.
So the one that you got, Janet, was not sports massage.
Yeah.
Sports massage is basically when you fixate more, like, specific parts, like ankles, knees, and all that stuff. And then what that guy did is probably either remedial massage, and Janet probably did a formula of deep tissue massage, where she just goes elbows and knees and head or whatever.
Yo, whatever that Janet did for me,
it changed your life.
It changed my life.
But the there's an effect on both of them. One of them, you come out, you feel the same and whatnot.
Yeah.
And Janet's one, you feel amazing, but the next day,
I was sore.
There you go. You know,
God. Been eaten up.
And she told me, yeah, you know what? After this massage, it is better if you go and soak yourself in salt in the massage.
She told you.
Yeah, she was you will feel the pain after. I was like, oh my gosh. But apart
shout
from
out to
that,
Janet.
Shout out to you, Janet. Shout out to you, Janet.
Shout out to you, Janet.
Nah, but she was a tiny lady plus.
But I was about to say, you know that my therapist, she's very small.
But
she packs a punch.
The things that she does with her hands.
She packs a punch. It's crazy how they're always like petite
and
they've got so much power.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
But apart from that, my week, apart from that, it's just been working.
Where did you drive to this time?
I was telling Evelyn today, I've driven 360 kilometers just today.
Well, and that's more than me.
Yeah, yeah. I've driven a lot. But the thing is, like, I've realized with my job, my back.
Who's always
your car? Everything, I don't do anything for the car.
Or company team?
Yeah.
No, they service, they fuel, they do everything.
So the job, shout out to the Korea woman, that's good, I travel a lot, you know what I mean, so yeah, but I thank God for that, that's good.
Apart from that, I'm happy to be here, and I just wanted us to talk about a few things today.
The phone is out. It's serious.
It's not anything bad.
It's all right. Serious.
The first question, guys, this is just trust the process, and we're leading up meat of the thing. So when you are looking at someone, are you attracted to the personality or the body? Like when you want to get into a relationship with someone, trust the process, guys. It's a question leading up to something.
Okay, no, I get the question. Yeah. I know why I'm laughing.
So is it personality or looks?
No comment.
Come on, comment. You're not podcast.
Answer first.
Okay, Evelyn, you
Let answer,
answer
first.
First. Yeah.
Go.
I feel like personally, before I start talking to the person, I'll be attracted physically.
Yeah. So physical.
Yeah.
And what about you?
Yeah, about the same.
Physical, yeah.
But, obviously, my thing is, if I can't wake up next to you the next day, that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
See, that's the truth. Nah, for real. Man, them out there, they know. Like, a girl can look amazing. Look, makeup is a transformation thing. When you put it on, bah, just transform. Or she look badass. You get, go wine. Wake up the next day, you see Jessie, I say, who is this?
Yeah.
So, for me, I want to wake up next to you the next day. I want to see what you look like without all this.
Without all
so
the
when
makeup
I turn, and I look at you, I'm not going to run. I'm just going to, cool. Just see you, man. I'll get back to sleep.
Okay, the leading question. So what would you say body image is according to you?
Okay, but...
That's a good one.
I'm going to choose my words wisely.
Choose your words.
What is body image and body positivity?
Look... For me, I think a woman just needs to take care of herself.
Women and men.
It's a mental thing. As a human being, you need to take care of yourself, like mentally. Like, some people are content of being heavy, which is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're
I have a question with that.
If you're comfortable
that.
In your body,
yeah,
that's cool. Like, someone like me, I probably see a nice, you know, what's that girl that sing that song? If you didn't alcohol for the night fight, that girl, see, like her body,
I've been drinking,
alcohol for the past, when I see, I'm like, she looks amazing, like, she's beautiful, in her body. I'm like, right, I can see myself being with someone like that, you know what I'm saying? But preferably, me, obviously, since I'm a fitness not fanatic, but some fitness done here,
yeah,
I prefer somebody that looks after herself mentally and physically.
And what about you, Evelyn? What's body image and body positivity to you?
For me, it's just the how you carry yourself, like confidence wise, like in terms of like how you perceive yourself, like in a positive way, like you've accepted this is your body, this is how it carries you, that's how it favors you. So personally, it's all like, as you said, mentally.
So for you, would you like, are you into a big boy? I want a big boy. Or you want a fitness guy?
Or you want someone to gain weight? Answer the question.
I feel like at this given moment, I feel like years ago, it would have probably been a different answer. But at this given moment, I feel like a fit person.
My person.
She wants
to wake up hugging six pack.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't rubbing have to be. No,
what is it?
It doesn't have to be a six pack. It just has to be like you are like healthy for yourself.
You're thinking about yourself. I have a question actually with that.
Wait.
I have a question regarding that. You know, sometimes people associate being healthy with being thin. Do you believe that there are some people who are thicker?
Yes.
Thicker and healthier, than the thinner person?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Then what can... Okay, I was asking the question with body positivity in the sense where I was like, at what point... Because I've been seeing some few TikToks that we are embracing everyone. And to be honest, we are not here to judge. We are embracing everybody in their body, the way they look. Doesn't matter. The, if you love yourself, if you like it, I love it. But at what point do we embrace unhealthy? You know what I mean?
When you're about to die. When you're eating McDonald's every day.
Every day, that's right?
For you, as personally, yeah, for like, personally, as an individual, you should know like when your health's at risk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should not be putting... There's nothing wrong with, like, junk food. Because sometimes you just got to treat yourself. Mentally, yeah. Like, mentally, health is a very draining process.
Yeah.
Like, fitness is very... It's a full-time job.
You have to be mentally, like, committed. Like,
committed. Yeah. It's not it's even... It's like a marriage that you cannot get out of.
Yeah, it's not even... I even realize it's not even... You don't need to be motivated. You just have to be committed. Yeah, yeah, and it's committed. It's a commitment thing. Yeah.
Motivation has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
It's like, when you say, this day, I'm going to do this to this day, that's your timeline.
Yeah.
No matter what happens in that in between, you have to stick to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't go back forward. You can't go back behind. That's it. So that's where some people, it becomes draining.
Yeah.
And with time, it fades. Like, you get tired and tired and tired and tired.
Yeah.
Like, let me just go drive to McDonald's. Yeah. Actually, I have McDonald's
app. Guys, I'm not going to lie. We tell a lot of McDonald's.
McDonald's app. I have points, 500. Let me just drive through. The app. This it says I can order. Nah,
the double bacon and egg McMuffin.
That's how it starts.
I'm not even going to lie.
That's how it starts. Yeah. And then from there, see that McDonald's app?
Yeah,
it's an incentive for people to buy more.
To buy more. So like, and McDonald's is so cheap, man. I can have $10 in my account, and I will eat
healthy. Everything is $10.
Yeah, like, if you're broke, I feel like that's your meal.
It's
every
just because the breakfast is so beautiful. Yeah, I love McDonald's
it's
breakfast.
$30, and you have an elite meal.
You can eat in the car. You can eat out. You can eat anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And guess what? Every 2 minutes, there's a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Makes it easier.
No, let me tell you something. What I realized. It is only available in the poor places.
Of course.
You know, I was walking. If Wallahi, if you go Western suburbs, you don't. You go Eastern suburbs. When I was trying to find McDonald's in Bondi, I had to look and look and look for it.
They only have like one.
There's one in the next road. Yeah, yeah, that one.
You know why? Next to the beach. You know why? Because people from the
West.
I'm going there. Exactly. So they need to make sure we are fed before we go back.
It's true. And then, like, in the West, when you start going to the Western suburbs now, let me tell you, after every street, McDonald's. And that is making the rich richer and the poor poorer and fatter. Let me tell you.
It is a mental
thing.
It's
just like. It's a business strategy. It's so bad. It's so bad. But I was just asking those questions because I was going to ask you, how do you feel the way you look at your body, like the way you look at your body and the way you feel about your body affects your relationship? So let's say your romantic relationships. How do you feel like, bruh, I'm in the bar, I'm in my bag.
Yeah, sure, let me clap. Let me stand up and clap. Today is the day.
I'm in my bag.
Today you're dropping it.
Maggie's dropping like it's hot.
Yeah.
But I was asking, how do you feel like now, like your body, how you feel in your body, how... You know how you feel? How does it affect your relationship with your partner?
It comes down to, like, self-confidence and self-awareness. Like, where you are at, like, mentally.
Because
there's some days, like, you wake up and you feel, I...
Come closer to the mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
there's some days you wake up and it's just, like, one of those off days and you just don't feel, like, any sort of happiness, like, with your body. So you need that assurance.
Yeah.
It goes back to, like, love languages.
Yeah.
And, you know,
what type of partner you have as well.
So I feel like, not at the moment, sorry.
Bombastic side-eye. Criminal offensive side-eye. Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, in a relationship, like, I feel like it comes down to, like, you know, talking. Like, you have to have that communication with your partner. And they have to know, like, what kind of, like, you have with your body.
Yeah.
So that at least, like, if they realize, like, if
that is such a good point she's made. It is important for your partner to also know the relationship that you have with your body.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good point.
Yeah, because sometimes you look at the mirror and they wouldn't know, but you're beating yourself down.
Yeah.
And
yes.
That's truly, like, you're even true. Crying. Yeah. You're crying yourself to sleep, and they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know
them,
why
they
you're
see
crying.
What they see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you're still, like, so beautiful to me, but they don't know. Like, the person's perceptual body image of themselves is bad.
Yeah.
So it just comes down to, like, the communication part and their self-confidence and awareness of, you know, everything.
And what about you? Wow, that was such a strong point. Come on.
I didn't know to answer. She copied and pasted my answer.
But what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, look, that was a good question still. Look, personally, like you know, like Miss Eve said, if you wake up in the morning, if you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror, and no matter what the day is, and you can still find smile, then it should be good mentally, then you're in the right track, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself like,
need
to work, like there's something wrong, because everybody has that timing period where they'll let themselves go, you know what I mean, because it becomes so draining that like you're on it for like so long, you're like, I just want to just not do nothing, I don't want to do nothing, I just want to chill, but then you'll find a switch that will come in like, hold on, look at myself, look at me, look at you, we're looking at each other.
Yeah.
I need to fix up.
Yeah.
So that's when you go into the routine. Yeah. And that's where the block comes in. You're like, okay, this is what it is. I'm going to grind it through. The situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I don't know. For me personally, like she said, you have to, as a man, we're a victim. Because we always love our woman regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your woman can come to you, but like, I don't look, you know. But for you, you just embrace it because this is your woman.
And you wouldn't want to be in the wrong space.
No.
But I also have a question for that. Let's say, for example, you've been with your partner for a long time, right? And let's say you're in a 5-year relationship, 10-year relationship, right? So you met this person when she was a certain type of way, and you, like, let's say you're, for example, Michael, you are fitness fanatic, you're always at the gym, always working out. So you look fit, you look nice, right? And let's say, for example, myself, sometimes I do struggle with going to the gym. And, like, to be honest, it's a lot of mental thing. Like, I look at myself, I enjoy going to the gym, but sometimes it just drains my body, like, the thought of going to the gym, you know what I mean? Because I think I don't have, if you know, like, sometimes, like, when you want to race, you want to do this, you have a purpose, like, a reason. But if I'm just if I'm just going to the gym to work out for my own body, sometimes you just don't have that discipline, you know what I mean? So my partner is working out fit, looking good, and we're in a 10-year relationship, and then in that process of him working out and everything, I am continuing to look like a piece of bread, you know what I mean? I am just gaining weight, you know what I mean? So what would you so my question was, it gets to a point where you are looking at yourself, you're like, okay, I'm looking and I'm like, oh my god, this is not the same girl that I once knew. So how will you approach your partner and tell them, babe, you know what?
I found, like, most relationships, like, you know how people say, like, happy weight.
Me, I'm telling you guys, happy, I have, like, you guys, I think you've known me the longest. I used to be so slender.
We've actually known each other for a minute. Still.
We've known each other since, like, 2018.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Days
I used
of Canberra
to,
look at me, look at highway.
But I used to be so, like, slender, but like it's because my other relationship was draining me, and I was in hunger, I was malnutrition, like there was nothing.
Let me tell you something.
If you want to hear all of that,
but now, ever since ever since I'm in a proper, like, healthy situation, I've been gaining weight. I'm just like, I don't want to let myself go in the point where, like, even my partner is like, yo, where is this tummy coming from? What I mean?
Yeah.
So how do you approach your partner and tell them, babe, you've added a bit of weight, can you do something about it and work out or go to the gym? How do you approach that situation?
Okay, being a man.
I think
being a man,
how you
look,
do.
Look,
yeah.
Look, to be honest, human beings, we evolve.
Yeah.
Right? So evolving comes with transformation. That's what people forget. Gaining weight is there, but if you think about it, when you're like 18 to 20 something, that evolving, your bone grows. So sometimes your bone will be heavier than your muscle or your fat or whatever. So those are the things that we grow as humans, right? So that thing there is different. But when you come to a perspective where you see someone like your partner, especially being for, together for so long, it is a conversation that no man wants to have. You understand what I'm saying? Because you look at it in a way like, you met this girl with proper fit.
Yeah.
One thing, right? Attraction sometimes looks, right? So obviously you see this girl, you attracted her before she even speak. Because sometimes I can be attracted to a girl that's the way she looks. And but the moment she opens her mouth, I'm like, done. Yeah, nah. Because for me, it's all about look.
Personality.
I always say, I fall in love with your mind before I fall in love with your body. Because you have to have this. Because me, I don't have it.
Yeah.
So you need to have it. Common sense. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
One of us has to know book, one of us has to know street.
Yeah.
So we can make it work. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that conversation, you have to have a very strong person that you're with so you can be open and honest.
Yeah.
You need to have like a proper relationship where you can just lay it out on the line. Because honesty takes you a long way.
Long way, yeah.
Back in the days, that's how our parents and people used to get by. Because they used to just say as it is. But this millennium, everything is sugar.
Everything is offensive.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell you, oh, it's offensive. Like, I'm not saying it in a rude way. I'm saying it like, for you. Because deep, when someone says something, you get mad. But when you go home, you're by yourself. Then guess what happened? You process it. Because you're alone. When you're alone, there's so much shit goes through your mind.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, okay. This person said, I used to weigh 60 kilo last week.
Yeah.
Now I'm 65. So in a week, I've gained 5 kilos. You go look at yourself in the mirror like, okay, actually not wrong. So that's you alone with your thoughts. But in a group, if I say, Maggie, you look at me today, what's going on? You take it offensive.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, he's making fun of my weight.
Yeah.
But there is people that can be rude about it. But if I come to you and say it properly, I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah.
As your partner, I want the best for you.
Like, I feel like if your partner can't be 100% honest with you, you're not supposed to be in a relationship. Yeah. But I won't lie. It is easy for me to tell my partner, yo, I can see the dad belly coming. Come on, come on. But me, once, there's one time my partner came and he touched my rolls. And I got sensitive. I was like, what do you mean, rolls? And I was like, I feel like with me personally,
if you gotta give, you gotta take.
It's that's true. And I learned to that one. Like, I'll just take it because I at least I know this person is being 100% honest with me. But also, as like, I feel like it is also a point where, like, I was very uncomfortable with my body. Like, adding weight is so easy. Like, adding weight for... And I feel like for girls, it's so easy for us to add weight, but getting rid of it is so hard.
The journey is
hard. It's so hard. So many, I've been on this weight. This week, I'm like, consistent. Like, it's
and
it's
she's just doing so well, guys.
Yeah. Consistent. Oh, let me... It
stops recording.
Why?
No.
And then turn it a little bit like this.
You have a whole PT.
Oh, don't even tell me about Evelyn, because this girl, I've been asking her to write me.
Don't say that.
Asking her to. Oh, but then, no, we are promoting her business.
Oh, sure, we are. She's we are promoting her. She wants to be cussing out.
She's a good PCPT.
Off topic, off topic. Off camera.
I will tell you off camera what she did. But let me tell you something. But yeah, like for me, I've been struggling a lot with my weight. Like, it is so fluctuating. Yeah. So fluctuating. And that's why I was like, sometimes. And my diet is not good. I want to be able to eat anything that I want to eat, but also I want to be healthy. As long as you burn the fat that
what? As long as you cook it.
Have you seen this one?
Oh, yeah. Mac, I've been seeing your meal prep.
You can cook. You can eat whatever you want to eat, as long as you cook it.
By the way, so you start a service where you cook for people.
Can you actually? I would love
me myself, I'm
not
home.
To cook. Thank
Look,
you.
Shout out to my mom for letting me leave the house and learning how to cook. Because if it wasn't for her, I would not learn. For real, because I'm a mama's boy. So because I left the house, I had to grow up. Yeah. I had to learn all these basic knowledge skills. So, yeah.
It's true. Even me, I learned how to cook when I moved out.
Yeah.
I also had one more question. The one for, like, let's say it's not about the body, but let's say, for example, you're with your partner and you've been together for a long time and your partner, you both become very complacent. So, you know, I was listening to another podcast and the guy was like, the guy who had sent in a dilemma and he was like, you know, when my girl goes out with her girlfriend, she is dressed up to the T, wig, makeup, she's looking fine, but every time there's not one that when there's no one time that my girl has gone out with me, she doesn't even wear her wig, she doesn't wear nothing.
This guy, guys, if you don't leave that girl tomorrow.
No, it she was
relaxation.
Yeah, she was like,
nah. If you don't leave the girl by 10 o'clock,
he was like, the girl has become so complacent in the relationship. What are your thoughts about that?
She's looking for something.
What?
No,
I don't know. But what? Okay, what? You're dressing up for your girls. Are you dressing? But okay.
No, listen. Let me tell you. Like. Okay, when I'm going out, sometimes with my man, I'm feeling so comfortable. I'm feeling at home.
Exactly.
I don't need to do much. Exactly. I'm not going to attract anyone. Yeah.
Who are you going out with? Your man is accepted. So, No. You are representing your man with your side.
Yeah.
Why are you dressing too much if he's not going, but you're going with
you
girls?
Know what? But I felt that it is not like I agree with like the guy because I was like, I also feel like if my man, when I'm going somewhere with him and he's not dressed up, I also feel like, oh my God,
add spice.
I hate dressing up.
Yeah.
Would you allow me to wear tracksuit every day?
Fuck no. If we are going out, it depends.
Why
if you are going to the mall, okay, you
why
can
not?
Wear your track.
I have levels of tracksuit. So you have tracksuit for shopping.
I need
okay,
you.
Okay,
I
Nike
need,
text
on,
for going
on, to the no, mall. No, honestly, I need a man who can dress up.
Yeah, but I
not
can dress
every day,
up. But
not
I
every day you're wearing tracksuit.
You see what I mean?
A little suit.
No.
Something.
I can dress up.
Yeah.
But preference, again, when you're with me, you're comfortable, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to try. Me, with my name, with girl name, I'm still in my tracksuit.
Yeah.
That's my comfort.
Yeah, but like the dilemma was when she goes out with her
she's dressed up.
Exactly.
But when she's going
to
see her man, she's never dressed
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
But yeah,
so
it comes down to comfort level.
But
listen, she's very comfortable in her relationship. But at the same time, I do understand like the man's perspective because he wants a little bit of spice.
Yeah.
He wants to be reminded why
I was attracted.
But how do you
tell your partner, babe? Can you go wear a wig at least?
No.
Like, come on.
Yeah, you don't want to take it to
I feel like just
yeah. Me, I'll no. I'll be like, I'll me sometimes I'll be like, babe. I'll be like, babe, like, I don't like that outfit. Can you just go change it? And I would appreciate if my man as well comes to me and says, yo, babe, can you at least do your edges?
Put some effort.
Come on.
Like, do a little 10%.
Yeah.
Do a little 10%.
Yeah. Because I feel like if you're, especially in a long-term relationship, if you keep it very... Like, if you keep it...
Bare minimum.
If you do the bare minimum, sometimes you lose that attraction.
Yeah.
And, like, bringing up the spice again is a bit, like... Yeah, but how would you say... What is bringing up the spice? What is, like...
I feel like just to be reminded of
like,
the
why...
Spark.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, relationships after a while...
Yeah.
I don't know when they hit, like, the 3-year mark.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Suspicious.
We are doing alleged.
Suspiciously.
Yeah. We are doing allegedly.
Yeah.
Like it just goes into a dip.
Yeah.
And then now you have to like find.
Figure
the reason,
out. Yeah.
Like why you guys are still together and
yeah.
why you want to.
It's
the
called.
Long run.
I was listening and saying every time that I'm with you, I have to be reminded why I chose to be with you.
Yes, it's
I
a
think
choice.
So. Yeah, it's a choice. So, like, if I feel like I'm now getting bored, have you, like if you get bored in a relationship, like, I think it is important to talk to your partner and be like, yo, I'm feeling like it's a bit stale in here.
Yes.
Can we just increase the heat a bit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I don't even...
Turn
like,
up the heat,
you know
my nigga. Turn up the heat.
Yes. But sometimes it becomes that plateau.
Yeah.
But you don't realize. And I've heard of circumstances. Like, people have just... The guys particularly...
Yeah.
Have lost interest. And they choose to just keep quiet and just stay silent and remind themselves personally.
Yeah.
Why they're still in the relationship.
Yeah.
But after a few weeks of that, they go into like a whole shenanigan.
Yeah.
And they will just choose to say to the person, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah.
But weeks ago, you could have just told me, I've lost the spice.
Yeah.
I've lost the spice.
And you choose
honey.
to revive the spark.
Exactly.
Okay. I have a last dilemma before we turn. We
take a left turn.
Yeah, before
the,
no
to the highway.
No, we are almost running up. Yeah, so because we are gonna set the other one. I have one last dilemma. I was listening to a podcast today actually, and the girl was like, it was a dilemma that a girl had sent into the podcast, and I want to hear your opinion about it. Mm-hmm. What would you do in the scenario? So the girl has been in a relationship with this guy from they were 16, and now they are 29 years old. So almost 15 years old, and they are now engaged to be married.
Yeah.
The girl decided a year before, like a month before the wedding, that she wants to go on a solo travel. She went traveling solo to Asia to find herself. Mm-hmm. So when she was in Asia, she gained a lot of confidence, found herself, you know what? And she was like, you know what? Like, I'm happy to be me, blah, 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 blah. In Asia, in that 1 month trip, she met a man.
Oh, what?
And this man apparently like was giving her the lingo that she was looking for, like everything that she needed. She felt anew. You know when you've been in a long 15-year-old relationship, when you meet someone new, they spark up something in you that she had never felt before. So she fucked this man. She had sex with Mr. Mind you, here in Europe, she has a whole fiancé. So the dilemma was, when she comes back to Europe, should she tell her man and fuck up the relationship? Or should she just die with the guilt? Because she was saying she feels so... She want her, personally, she wants to tell her man because the guilt is killing her so much.
Man don't know about it now, innit?
So yeah. Men don't listen to podcasts.
True.
But
men.
She
I
was...
I do. What are you talking about? I do.
Nah, Sam. But she was like, she's feeling so guilty. The guilt is eating her up so much.
Okay.
That she wants to tell her man. So the dilemma was, should she tell her man?
Okay, what was your answer? What
you want?
Because for saying, you, you're always thinking long term.
Let me put myself in this shoes. No. And this is no way in relation to who I am as a human being. Let me tell you guys, if I'm in Asia, I'm in Asia and Europe, very far.
Yeah.
Very far. There's no way in time that my man will cross paths with this other guy. By the way, as soon as I get to the Asia,
universe works.
What's the airport in Asia called?
Which one?
As soon as I get to the airport of wherever I went, Tokyo, Japan, wherever, I am blocking this guy. I even delete all my social media. Let me tell you, I'm not saying him.
It was once.
And it was once, right? Just fucked him once. Yeah. Let me tell you, as long as I'm not gonna do it again,
what
I'm not telling
if she gets
anyone
pregnant?
Shit. She didn't say shit. She didn't get pregnant.
She didn't get pregnant.
That has happened.
She moved on.
Not hypothetically, but let me tell you, I'm not saying shit because she still loves
hell
her man. Yeah, hell is hot, yo. But it's a 15-year-old relationship that I've been cultivating. I fucked up once.
Yeah.
If I tell my man now, I'm giving him guilt that I'm making him feel bad and he's not supposed to be feeling bad. You
and
know what I mean? It's that risk. He won't forgive me. You know what I mean?
But what if he's a forgiving
person? If he's a forgiving person, I feel like you're giving him... He will, when he cheats on you, he'll be like, I was paying back.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what I mean? You know? Because if he now does
you know
go and someone, if he stumbles and cheats, it's gonna be like, oh, you did it, so I could do it too.
Yeah.
And now we are equal. So I'm not saying shit. As a matter of fact, when I come back, I'll be like, if you ever cheat on me, I will leave. Let me tell you, I'm not gonna say shit because why should I put my relationship in jeopardy? And it was a moment of weakness.
It was.
Because if my man did that in Asia, he better not come and tell me. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'd rather not know.
Because I'll just take it as like, you know what?
Yeah. I'd rather maybe your guilt let it kill you because that is your punishment.
Yeah, that's why I said hell is hot. Listen, just die with your
let that guilt that you have in your heart kill you.
Just go confess.
I don't want
confess
to
the pastor.
Yeah, go to a priest.
Holy Father.
No, it's
Holy Father, I am screaming.
No, I'm telling you, go and go to therapy, get, remove it. Don't come and tell me.
Tell your friends. I hope they don't tell me.
Yeah.
I won't even tell my friends. Let me tell you that one. I'm taking my it to the grave because as soon as you start telling people, this person will be like, don't tell this person. Don't tell him. I'm not telling him. It is between me and that guy. In Asia. No way.
Yeah, Asia's only like, what, 6 hours?
Nah, but there's no way.
It's easier to get to Asia than to get to Perth.
Come nah, but let me tell you something. Would you, if you did that to your girlfriend, would you say, would you come and say the truth? And if you like, lightning is striking. Ask
you know what?
Today.
It's fine.
Hello? Yes?
Hell is hot. Hello? Either way. Yes? I know you're not going to say it.
You're outside?
Nah, say the truth.
Yo, you know me. I'm always honest, yeah? I'll be straight up. Look, there's two ways I'll go about it.
Yeah.
If I've been in a 15-year relationship.
Yeah. Yeah?
Look, it's long. You see, one man for 15 years. That's long.
Yeah.
So, as human beings, we are allowed to mess up.
Yeah. If go close to the mic.
If she messes up...
Did you want her to tell you?
Personally, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, yes, there's a part I will say yes.
Yeah.
But then the part that will say yes will be the part where... Then I'll go on a solo trip.
Yeah.
Not planning it, but... Because you see, situations create situations.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll get married, for example, right? Yeah. One of my boys, like, yo, let's just go, let's say, Melbourne down for the weekend. Because Melbourne's the devil's playground in Australia.
Yeah.
So, go down to Melbourne. We're doing our thing, blah, blah, blah. And then you see something about doing it. And then you remember that your wife did that in the past.
Mm.
And you're like, all right, hold on. If I do it...
Two can play that game.
Yeah, but this is how it becomes toxic.
Yeah.
If I do it, then she's not going to know.
Yeah.
Or if she tells me, then I can be honest and then tell her.
And if you guys now do it... Like, that's true, though. If you don't tell... If you don't tell and he doesn't tell, and then now it becomes now the relationship doesn't have any more trust.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there's no honesty. Like,
oh, that's
honesty.
A good point. But the thing is...
No, but like, if it's 15 years, like, you've
I feel like
one
if
man.
It's, if we get to, let's say, 30 years together, I can. If you want to fuck somebody, babe, I can give you a green card. Go ahead and explore another.
One day.
Like, just... Like, honestly...
30 years.
If it's 30 years, the we've been together... It's shriveled.
Oh, wow.
Nah, but let me tell you something. If we get to 30 years together, I'll be like, you know what, babe? Okay, good. If you, like, I'll give you a green card. You want to go and play with...
Go.
Just for a day, you know what I mean? Because I understand...
But misuse so that shit. Green card.
Nah. You know, to be
you
fair.
Guys...
Hey,
you
but I don't think
you know,
I,
to be fair.
I think if I give someone a green card, I'd go and watch. I'd be like, I want to be there. Yeah,
you know, to be fair, like what you just said, if you dip the process, like she wanted to go on a solo trip, she wanted to do that. Like, it's not saying like deliberately, but because she felt that she's given herself.
In the dilemma, she said that she feels like she hasn't experienced
a lot
of life.
And she's look, she's engaged, about to be married, yeah? Who knows, that's another 15, that's 30 years, yeah? With one Donny. That's
and
mad.
She's been with this guy from 16 years.
But this is the thing, yeah? Listen, my man's probably going to come for me because they always send for me on this podcast. How do you know man's been doing the same thing?
That was
you
the
know
question.
What I'm saying?
That's
me, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Look, man, while at full time, me, everybody knows me, I'll come and say the truth.
Yeah.
While at. So if she has gone through this journey with me,
how do you know
my man hasn't done his thing on the side?
True.
Obviously, see, man, we probably won't tell you when we've done it. Because it is what it is.
Mm.
But she wants to see some other Willie. See, maybe this guy has a different, you know.
Yeah.
Because you get tired of the same, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need to spice it up. But 15 years, there's so much you can do.
But that's
I feel like,
too.
Me,
change.
I just, yeah.
Body
yeah, that,
would,
like.
Would it be because, like, you want a younger body?
Yeah.
Like, a younger.
What is it that is different that you're looking for?
Backflip,
nah, please. Come and tell. You know, I feel like men sometimes. Okay, guys, we have 2 more minutes.
Okay.
Men have this thing of, like, if they love a woman, and let's say this is the woman that they love, they disassociate sexual, they do not sexualize their wives.
Mm-hmm.
Their wife, that is my wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They will look for all these other kinks for somewhere else. Yeah. That's why I insist, if I'm gonna be your wife and you've put a ring on my finger, you should be comfortable enough to say, babe, today I want you to bend me over backwards. You know, if you're not
going to do Spider-Man,
you know,
Mikey like, wants to do Spider-Man.
No, I'm just saying, this is hypothetical. This is hypothetical.
Yeah. But that's true. That's
because,
true.
Like, if you disassociate these feelings from your wife, you know, you put this wife to be pure, to be whatever, and then you go cheat on the person. How does the
and
how
this
does
is
that
someone
one?
Who has given you your kids?
Yeah, and this is someone who said I do before every single person, and then you're going to come. That you should be comfortable. I feel like by the time I'm getting married, I want my man to be comfortable enough to tell me, babe, this is my desire.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do, even if it's the craziest shit.
Write it down.
Yeah,
things are new.
Every day, you know, some people like to be fucked with jeans.
I'm hearing you. I'm going to write a book like Ivan Elsie.
But they were no king shaming here, guys. No. Like, but I'm just saying, I'm if you're with a partner, just make sure you tell them what you want so that you can. You don't go to Asia looking for.
Don't go to Thailand. Yeah, maybe you find lady boy. You never know.
But
transformation is real. What? Why are you pointing at me?
Guys, we are wrapping up. So yeah, that's been it, guys.
Look,
just be honest.
If you meet like for a guy, if you meet a woman, there's the stages in life. You're gonna end up with this person, like you just said. I think for me personally, I'm learning how to be
honest. Yeah, it's very important.
I'm learning. That's like one thing I really want to focus on for myself before I bring in a woman into the picture. Like, okay, because then I know if I come to you, I'm gonna tell you what I want.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree with what I want, that's fine. Yeah. I say, okay, my friend, have a good day. Open the door, make sure you close the outside. Mm-hmm. Next, I'll find somebody else that aligns with my values, and then I align with their values. Honesty.
We'll
go a long way. And make your woman your best friend. That's it.
Yeah. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much.
Before I go, shout out. I have to give
shout out.
Yo, shout out to No Face Case. The jumpers just dropped. That's my boy.
He should give Bottomless Banter people.
He's gonna get a case. Come on, we have to promote the business.
Yeah,
he's a young
black-owned business,
young entrepreneur coming. He's already upcoming, but he's there.
Yeah,
you know. But yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode. It's actually been a really wholesome episode. I'll see you guys in the next episode.
I'll be back. Bye.
Okay. My.